So when did Arizona Raft Adventures first start thinking about accommodating people with disabilities on the river?
I'm not sure that there was an actual thought process in it. People just started coming that had some disabilities, and we had to accommodate them. It's easy to mainstream a lot of people and just put them on a normal trip. But the more help that they're going to need, we might encourage them to go on a charter trip where they kind of book the whole trip or rent the whole trip and bring other people, and we can bring extra equipment down there to accommodate their needs and for their abilities. I think if we have the ability to make it accessible, that we should try hard to make it accessible for everybody. It's a national park. It's wonderful down there. You're fully committed to an 8-day trip or a 14-day trip, and you're camping and experiencing the Grand Canyon in a different way than all the rim viewers do.
Are there any particular memorable trips that you've taken?
We've been doing the visually impaired and hearing impaired youth trip every year for quite a few years now. Those trips are pretty darn neat. A lot of them are city kids, and we have the opportunity to take them to big, huge beaches where they can run. And, I'll run in front of them and just call out sounds, and they chase my sound, and there's no rocks in their way, and they can just run and run and fall down on the sand, and they've never experienced anything like that, where they're free to, stretch their legs, and it's a neat experience to watch them get out there and just be a teenager.
I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how river trips have changed in the last 150 years. It must have been a very different experience for Powell.
Yeah, 150 years ago, Powell was the first wounded warrior to come down the Colorado River. He was missing his arm. He had a great team, crew that went with him. Today, we still do wounded warrior trips. We work with a few different companies. And it's a completely different experience for them now. They're coming down there to do some healing more than anything. The young men and women that come down that have been, hurt during military experiences, during war, they're bringing a lot with them, and they bond totally different than any other commercial trip I've ever been on.
What do you think is healing about the Grand Canyon?
I think it's so big and vast that it gives you the opportunity to reflect and think about yourself and your significance in life, or insignificance in the whole grand scheme of things, and it puts things in perspective of who you are and what you can do. People always talk about it being a life-changing experience, and that statement is true. Not that I want my life to change or I want other people's lives to change, but I think it brings a perspective to it that feeds your soul and leaves you with something that you can take home and have a new perspective on your everyday doings.
Fred Thevenin, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're so welcome.